Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Greetings to all and the sound of my voice. Today I would like to talk to you about being moved with compassion. What is compassion? Compassion is an emotion that is a sense of shared suffering, most often combined with a desire to alleviate or reduce the suffering of another, to show special kindness to those who suffer. Compassion essentially arises through empathy and is often characterized through actions, wherein a person acting with compassion will seek to aid those they feel compassionate for. Compassion, not pity. Pity leads to despair. Compassion leads to hope. Someone has said, pity weeps and walks away. Compassion comes to help and to stay. Pity often produces the tears that keeps us at a safe distance away from another person's problem. Pity observes. Compassion involves. Thank God for compassion that it involves. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalm 78:38, it says, but he, that means God, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many of time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. Thank God for not stirring up all his wrath. Therefore, if God is in us, we should have compassion simply because he is full of compassion. There's many scriptures that promotes that Jesus, that God is full of compassion. Psalms 114:4 said he made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. You know, the Bible didn't stop there. It also lets us know that Jesus Christ was full of compassion. Jesus Christ showed compassion on many of times where whenever he's moved with compassion, he acted. He really represents the sheer word of what compassion means. He saw that need of someone and then he acted in response to it. You know, the Bible puts it this way in Matthew 14:14. It says, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Thank God for being moved with compassion. He also, looking down through the years and saw our need of a Savior, and being moved with compassion, he went to that cross and shared his blood for you and for me. Folks, we need to share compassion. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 3:8, it says, finally, be ye of all one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. We need to show love for the brethren and for all that we come in contact with. You know, the Bible says in Jude 1:22, and all of some have compassion, making a difference. You never know the difference you'll make in someone's life when you show that ounce of compassion. God has made us the light of the world. Therefore, let our light shine. And when our light shines, it's not us, but it's Christ in us, reconciling the world unto himself. If you claim the name of Jesus Christ, show compassion. You may be the only book that someone would read about Jesus Christ. What is the message you're displaying? God is love. Are you showing love? God is compassion. Are you showing compassion? As Jude said, have compassion on some, making a difference. As you live out your busy life, going to and fro, take a moment to show compassion. For remember, if you give, you shall receive. Now, for more information on this message in its entirety, visit our website.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.